You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This weekend, people will come to watch hundreds, perhaps thousands, of sandhill cranes land at Big Marsh Lake, about 30 minutes northeast of Battle Creek. It's the 23rd annual Sandhill Crane and Art Festival, hosted by the Michigan Audubon Society. I talked with its education coordinator, Lisa Kane. So why are sandhill cranes so important to Michigan?
Well, about 100 years ago, the sandhill crane population in Michigan hit an all-time low. We didn't see them hardly anywhere. They were threatened due to hunting and also a loss of suitable wetland habitat throughout the state. And they're a really unique bird. They're pretty cool. They're believed to be Michigan's oldest living bird, unchanged for the last 9 million years. So they're kind of like a nice living fossil for us to kind of be able to see and experience. They're also just quite elegant and majestic birds.
Yeah, they have an interesting call, and they do kind of a neat courtship dance. Can you sort
Definitely.
Of explain that?
So it's kind of hard to explain. It's one of those things that's a lot easier to kind of see, but it's very intricate, and they're kind of very special in the way that they pick their mate, and they stay with their mate until they can't anymore. So that's pretty unique, too.
So how do we know where they're going to land? How do we know that they will always come here to Big Marsh Lake?
Well, that's one of the cool things. This is right on their migration path, and this is one of the best and largest habitats for them to be able to roost on their long migration south. And so it's something that happens uniquely in this area because of the space that's there. And so we know from history and from experience that this is on their route. This is where they're going to go. They are creatures of habit, and so they typically follow the same kind of patterns year after year. And this is an area that has a lot of space for them to be able to roost together during their migration so they can rest up before their next big flight.
You talked a little bit about the numbers about 100 years ago really being at an all-time low. What are we at right now? How are sandhill cranes doing?
So right now, the bird's population has recovered, and they're now pretty abundant throughout the Mississippi Flyway, which Michigan is part of that kind of area. They are in good shape, but that's very recently that they've become more stabilized and sustainable of a population size.
Where they breed along this path tends to be right in our area, in the kind of Kalamazoo area and in Michigan more generally.
Definitely. There's a lot of areas, especially in the west side of the state, where there's nice marshy areas for them to be able to nest and breed. They need to have that marshy area. They don't nest on dry land, and they kind of build this platform nest out in the middle of a marsh. It's important to have those areas and take care of those areas so that they can breed and continue to grow their population.
What is it like to see hundreds, maybe thousands of these birds all in one place?
It is one of the most magnificent things I've ever seen. It's really hard to kind of explain the magnitude of what it's like to be there. Their call is so unique, and they're such large birds that when you see them in those numbers, it kind of gives you chills in the best possible way. It's really something that I think especially everyone from the area and from the state should be able to experience at least once in their lifetime to really experience how cool these birds are.
Lindsay Kane, Education Coordinator for the Michigan Audubon Society, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Michigan Audubon Society will host the 23rd annual Sandhill Crane and Art Festival near Big Marsh Lake this weekend. We'll have a link with more information on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.